Cuando empecé a patinar,
when I began to skate, it wasn't a club. It was only friends skating. But I stopped skating to do other things, like hanging out with bad groups in Cofradía.
KPCC's Mark Pampinen traveled to Cofradía, Honduras, to meet 25-year-old Hessel Recinos.
At what age were you when you started to feel pressure to hang out with bad people?
15 and a half.
How did you get out?
When they shot me.
Cofradía is on the outskirts of San Pedro Sula, a city that's virtually run by gangs. Honduras has, on average, the highest homicide rate on earth.
They shot me because someone in our group got in trouble with another gang here in Cofradía, and he put the blame on me. And so they searched for me to kill me.
Oh, wow. So it went through your whole body. It entered and left.
But living and almost dying in this environment hasn't dimmed Hessel's personality. As his girlfriend Megan told me, you just can't be sad around him.
I think that I am in this world with one more opportunity, and this opportunity life gave me, I used to rescue the kids here and the teenagers so that they don't have to live the difficulty I lived.
5 years ago, Hessel turned his skateboarding hobby into a club at the Church Community Center. Today, the club has 60 members and calls itself Skate Brothers.
¿Por qué el nombre de Skate Brothers?
Why the name Skate Brothers? Because we are a group of friends, and we love like brothers, and we decided our name is Skate Brothers because we are more than a club, we're a family.
Más que un club, una familia.
Bueno, ¿cuántos años tiene? 11.
A year ago, this young Skate Brother was an elementary school dropout. Now, he's learning how to rollerblade.
With the help of Hessel, I spend less time on the street. He helps my brother, too. He's teaching me how to skate and keeping my brother and I in school as well.
This is Jason. He's 16 years old.
I joined the club because I didn't like the streets. It has helped me a lot physically and mentally because when I'm not there, I think bad things. And thanks to Hessel, who told me, join, I joined. And now I'm off the streets more.
On April 7th, he and other Skate Brothers will take a bus to the Honduran capital of Tegucigalpa for an international rollerblading competition.
And if you weren't in Skate Brothers, where would you be?
I would be on the streets. I don't know. Maybe robbing or in the gangs.
For me, each person in the club has become a part of my life, like children I don't have.
Como hijos que no tengo.
I ask Hessel if Skate Brothers has faced any trouble from the local gangs. He says, absolutely not, and quickly changes the subject. He says he's focused on one thing, expanding the club. Hessel takes me to an empty lot in Cofradía that, with help from local government and the United States Agency for International Development, will soon become a full-size skate park.
Todo esto va a ser por el skate park.
How do you feel about Cofradía having the first skate park in Honduras?
I feel happy. Yeah, I feel happy because Honduras don't have a skate park, but Cofradía is the first town in Honduras to have a skate park.
So this could be called the Hessel Skate Park.
Yes, I think so. I will.
Bueno, yo nunca me imaginé.
I never imagined that I would come to love, appreciate this great project. Never imagined it. But it's something I made with love. I think when we make things with love, it all turns out okay. I think that as human beings, we have the capacity to achieve great things as long as there is the will to do it.
That was KPCC's Mark Pampinen reporting from Cofradía, Honduras. Photos of Hessel and links to Skate Brothers are at onlyagame.org.